Well, good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sherry KB, and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Friday, July the 3rd, 2020, and this is our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And I would ask if everybody would please star one to mute, because I can hear noise on the background, and we want to make this a really smooth, quiet meeting. If you're, please make sure you use your mute button. Star one to mute. Thank you. Today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're at page Roman numeral XV in the foreword to the second edition, starting with the first paragraph beginning with "since the original foreword," and we're going to read through two paragraphs ending in "a much larger future ahead." We'll be commenting on both paragraphs. Today's readers are Pam M. for the 12 steps, Jerry H. for the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Audrey M.P., Jordan L., and Julie E.B. And our newcomer greeter today is Kaylee R., and Janice P.M. is doing our announcements. And we thank Ramona A. for recording us this morning. Thank you all for your service. The share ID for yesterday, Thursday, July 2nd, 2020, our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 14,910. That's 14910. And the share ID for this morning's Friday, July 3rd, 2020, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 14,914. That's 14914. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Pam M. to read our 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Pam. Pam, star one to unmute, please.
Blessed morning, everyone. This is Pam M. in upstate New York. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry the message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Namaste. Let's have a great meeting,
well, thank
everyone.
Thank you, Pam M., for your service this morning. And Terry H. is going to read our traditions this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. This is Terry H. from Pensacola, Florida, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater through God's grace. The 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, the OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever unprofessional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. And 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me be of service.
And thank you this morning for your service, Terry H. And I just want to say there was a snafu this morning. Apologize for all the snafus. We are going to have Lynette P. read this morning for the text. Just wanted to give a heads up on that. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive readers only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted, and that does include your mute button on your phone. Please don't use that. Please use star 1 to mute and to unmute. That way we have a nice quiet meeting, and thank you for your cooperation. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page Roman numeral XV. We're going to be reading the foreword to the second edition, and we're starting at the first paragraph since the original foreword to this book, reading through two paragraphs, ending in a much larger future ahead. And so we'll now, Lynette P., please read. Good morning, Lynette. Lynette P.? Lynette P., can you hear me? Lynette? Okay.
Sorry,
sounds
can you
like...
hear me okay?
Good morning, Lynette. Yes,
okay.
I can.
Sorry.
I can hear you now. Thank you.
Such trouble trying to get on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, everybody. I'm Lynette, recovered compulsive eater in Southern California. Forward to the second edition. Figures given in this foreword describe the fellowship as it was in 1955. Since the original foreword to this book was written in 1939, a wholesale miracle has taken place. Our earliest printing voiced the hope that every alcoholic who journeys will find the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous at his destination already. Sometimes the early text continues the early text. Twos and threes and fives have sprung up in other communities. 16 years have elapsed between our first printing of this book and the presentation in 1955 of our second edition. In that brief space, Alcoholics Anonymous has mushroomed into nearly 6,000 groups whose membership is far above 150,000 recovered alcoholics. Groups are to be found in each of the United States and all of the provinces of Canada. AA has flourishing communities in the British Isles, the Scandinavian countries, South Africa, South America, Mexico, Alaska, Australia, and Hawaii. All told, promising beginnings have been made in some 50 foreign countries and U.S. possessions. Some are just now taking shape in Asia. Many of our friends encourage us by saying that this is but a beginning, only the augury of a much larger future ahead. Wow, these are remarkable paragraphs to me. And, I never read the editions, the forewords to the different editions much in the past, but through Vision, I am reading these more. And this is, you know, almost stunning to me that this small group at the beginning, one-on-one, one within small groups, going to hospitals, institutions, and they had other methods, and this chapter will explain more of that growth, but that they flourished so much. The growth was phenomenal. And I think, okay, what does this mean to me? How does this apply to me or to us now? I mean, of course, it's good to know the history and that it was a miracle, you know, that to get it off the ground, so to speak, and to scale it up. And the fact, you know, it caught on and why, and there were other reasons, but they were persistent, you know, and it worked. And to get it going worldwide like that is, I think, is just amazing, because it really was started at sort of a grassroots level. And I really appreciate this, what the founders, what they went through, what they did, and not only for AA, you know, that's our founding program, I think, but by extension, the other 12-step programs, and eventually, of course, OA, the program that we are now in. I think we have owe a lot, or I feel like I owe a lot, and you know, it, and as it's speaking about all the recovered alcoholics throughout the world, it makes me appreciative. You know, I've had the opportunity to do some traveling and live other places, and there was AA, you know, whether it was Norway and going to, every week, going to an AA meeting because they didn't have OA in Stavanger. And it was in English, and it was a book study, and they welcomed me there. You know, that's what I had. Going to an OA meeting in Sydney, Australia, that was very helpful. But more so, you know, I mean, that was great that I could go to these meetings, but that people who lived there had these meetings. So just like when I travel to see family in Texas or I'm in New York, there are meetings there, and I'm just so grateful for that, that wherever I go, I seem to be able to get to a meeting if I want to and if I have the time. You know, and that as a kid or when my dad was in AA, I thought, oh, this must be...
Hi.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'll wrap it up. That this is this an American thing? You know, I just had no idea. And as I got older, that no, it... you know, many people are afflicted with alcoholism, and it is worldwide, but the solution is also worldwide. This is worldwide. Thank you, and I pass.
And thank you, Lynette, for your share this morning, for getting us started. So, just reminding everybody, we're on Roman numeral page XV, which is Roman numeral 15, forward to the second edition, first paragraph. Since the original forward, we're reading through two paragraphs ending in a much larger future ahead. And I'd love to know who would like to share this morning, but before we do, just want to remind everybody that although we value your experience, and we're asking everyone to limit their shares to every third day so that other people can share their experience, strength, and hope. So who all of you miracles out there would like to share this morning?
Christina
Irene
J.
B. Irene
Julie.
B.
Julie.
Sherry
B.
Katie M.
I got Christine J. I have Irene B.
Sherry H. M.
Did I hear Julie? Julie, did
yep.
I hear you? I thought I did. Okay, Julie, E.B.,
Katie,
and then I heard of
K.
Mary somebody? Mary H.? Was that Mary H.?
There's a Sherry H.M. I'm not sure if that was me
or
someone
you, Sherry
else.
H. M.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, we got you, Sherry H.M.
Thank you.
Nancy L.
But did I hear a Mary? Maybe it's my mind. Okay. And then did I hear a Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy, what's the
Jordan
first initial of your last name?
L. Nancy L.
Gotcha, Nancy. And I think I heard Jordan, and I'll take you on the second round, Jordan. You'll be first on the second round.
Katie, thank you.
Okay, sure. So I have Christina J., Irene B., Julie E. B., Sherry H. M., and Nancy L. Good morning, Christina J., and you'll be followed by Irene B. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your service this morning and everyone on the line. Can't wait to hear all the shares on this. In these paragraphs, we see that this grew leaps and bounds, and seemingly in a damn short time. So my question was always, why the hell did it grow so rapidly? And why is this OA vision mushrooming day in and day out now? Because we're discussing our weight loss, our smaller clothes, the attention we get, the validation from others, how we feel so worthy now that we're thin? No, because this program connects us as human beings to God. Not just a say your prayers at breakfast, God, but one that we have, that we forge a personal, glorious, precious relationship with. And this program shows us how to do it, how to deal with life on life's terms, moment by moment. No wonder it's grown. No wonder we keep coming back. And for me, crawling back relapse after relapse, because there was nothing else out there. Everything else out there is a scam to me. It's a diet scam. They are all scams. At least to me. They do not take me to God and provide a simple program of action that keeps me connected to God. Maybe for normal people without this disease, other diet plans, other spiritual programs can work. But for me, they did not hold me accountable. They did not keep me real and raw and honest like the Big Book does. What a gift. I went to many, many spiritual retreats and programs and sat in a circle and cried and shared my life. But then I went back into the world and I walked into a 7-Eleven. It all came back and I was into the, Twinkies or whatever. So no wonder this works, because it takes you to the highest source of power. And if you cultivate that relationship again, moment by moment, that power will take over and guide your life and free you from this disease. Nothing else did that for me. Today, with God's grace, I do not choose the food, which always takes me into a full-on blackout from the sunlight of the spirit. I mean full-on, and every relapse did it, and every relapse took me down deeper into the rabbit hole with the disease shoving the dirt in on top of me. It's horrible to be in relapse, just horrific, and each relapse gets worse, and each time you relapse, the disease says you're going to come back out, but there's going to be one day when it's just so bad you can't get out. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. Each relapse, I've had to crawl out, and it's been really horrible. I don't want to be disconnected from God anymore. See, that's the thing. Once you taste this, you've got to have it. So today I'm choosing to work this program and experience the miracle one day, one moment at a time with all of you. Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
To you, Christina J. And Irene B., you're up, followed by Julie E.B. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you to everyone on the line who made this meeting possible. I'm Irene B., a gratefully recovering bulimic from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just had to share today because I needed to share some of my ash. When I came to program, I just wanted a way to stop binging and purging. That's all I cared about. I just wanted the obsession, the despair, the torment to stop. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had no idea that my problem was so much deeper than just the food. I had been told that the bulimia was just but a symptom of the problem, but I had no idea what that meant. And in this program, I've been learning that my problem is control, running the show. And I've known that it's crazy thinking, but I did not know how to correct the crazy thinking, even though intellectually I knew the ways of refuting cognitive distortions, but that still didn't do it for me. It takes these 12-step programs to help me overcome all of that, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had no idea of the beautiful solution, of the peace, the joy, the comfort that comes from being connected to my higher power, from relying on Him instead of relying on me the way I had my entire life, relying on myself, on psychiatrists and therapists and treatment centers. And none of it really worked for me. It worked for other people, for some of them it did, apparently, as far as I know. But it surely didn't work for me. I can say that from experience. Not until I came to these rooms, the 12 steps, for me, are the only solution. And at the end of the day, what it boils down for me personally is that when I connect to God and I rely on Him and not on me, I'm not alone and I'm not powerless. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Irene B. And up next, we have Julie E.B., followed by Sherry H.M. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. There's a couple of pieces I guess a lot of people want to share, try and keep it brief, but a couple pieces I love about this. One is that it talks about the growth in twos and threes and fives, and I think it's just really easy to get caught up in numbers. And for me, it's the numbers of other people, the groups and things that I'm not a part of, not involved in, don't seem to measure up with. But this really is, for me, the heart of this program is one with another. It's great we can gather in such large groups and share our experience, strength, and hope, and, you know, make sure that we're always focused on listening to the reading. Where is my experience, strength, and hope? Mine is right here, what happened in twos and threes and fives, one by one, a little at a time, as I learn this program of recovery. So that's where my hope lies today. And the other one is one of our spiritual sisters that's not on the line anymore that I know of. One time shared all her research about mushrooming, and it talks about how this grows. But mushrooms grow in the dark, she was sharing with us. And this is a mushrooming process. And so it's in the darkest parts of our disease that our higher power can reach us through this simple program and through another person who's willing to set aside time with us, to care about us, and to share the pain of their experience, strength, and hope. You know, this is a group of people that does not need to be afraid of the dark. For me, I've been to about the darkest place on earth you can go. And that's where it mushroomed out of. So funny that it's a food, but interesting. So anyway, those are a couple things that really stood out for me as experience, strength, and hope. And I hope you'll share your experience, strength, and your hope today.
Thank you, Julie B. Sherry H.M., you're up, followed by Nancy L. Good morning, Sherry H.M.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M. calling from Washington State. And I just love all of you guys. And I love the part that says a wholesale miracle has taken place. And on August 17th of 2014, I met with a friend who had been in OA and very successfully for many years. And I was tired of all the medical bills from lupus and ankylosing spondylitis and a lot of out of pocket, you know, money, about $13,000-$14,000 a year or even higher. And on the way home from hearing her experience, strength, and hope, I just threw up my hands to God and I said, gosh, you know, God, I can't do this. I've tried the diets, I've tried different things and it doesn't work. God, you've got to help me because I'm powerless. And then I found Vision for You, and I also found a regular OA, meeting, but I got much more out of Vision for You, even though they all have some things to offer. Got a sponsor, worked the steps, and really leaned on God because I realized I couldn't do it and used the tools a lot and worked the steps. And so by God's grace and mercy, you know, I have food neutrality most of the time because I get rid of my stinking thinking, my resentment and fear and all that. You know, someone called it the RIDS. Can't think of what it is at 7 in the morning, but anyway. So thanks so much for being here. I love you guys and have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy L. And Sherry H.M. And before we hear from Nancy L., just want to remind everybody where we're at. We're on Roman numeral XV, which is Roman numeral 15. Forward to the second edition. We're reading the first and second paragraph, commenting on those two paragraphs. Good morning, Nancy L. Star 1 to unmute, please, Nancy. Nancy L.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead,
okay,
please.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. Thank you for everyone for being there. These two paragraphs have just filled my heart with gratitude because I see here the possibility of what God can do with those of us who suffer from a disease that's out of our control when we turn it over to God, the God of our understanding. I'm reminded this morning as I heard this read, the many times I've been in the program since February 2014, and sometimes I go to this face-to-face meeting and the room has 10 or 12 people, and then I go to this meeting and there's one or two people, and I think, where did everybody go? And that's discouraging. But when I read this, I can't be discouraged. If I'm the only person there, then I can use that time to meditate and read the literature and pass out literature if someone new comes in. So this reminds me and helps me not to be discouraged if the numbers in face-to-face meetings aren't as good as I would hope for. What is also filling my heart with gratitude, I've just finished 6 months. I've been in the program since 2014, but I've finished again 6 months of clean, sober eating, and I've reached my healthy goal weight, and now I'm working to stay there, doing the footwork when God does for me what I can't do for myself. So I can remain in that recovered state one day at a time, one day at a time. I had a wonderful experience the other day at the grocery store. As I pulled by a display that had all my, well, not all, but had some of my binge foods on that display. And the words from this big book popped into my head. Get away from that like it's a hot stove. And that was so beautiful. I experienced no desire to pick those up and put them in my cart. Instead, I had an urge to get away from it. It's dangerous for me. It's poison to me. And I was so grateful that these words from AA's big book popped into my mind. And if I wasn't on this line with you folks who are sharing your experience, strength, and hope,
Time?
I'm afraid that would not have popped into my mind. So I thank you this morning for letting me share. Thank you for all you're doing, and I pass.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I'm glad you're here this morning. So we are on Roman numeral XV. We're reading the first and second paragraph, commenting on those we've already read, actually. And I do have Jordan L. down this morning. Who else would like to share? And just reminding everybody that although we do value your experience, strength, and hope, we ask that you step back if you've shared. Please share every third day. So who would like to share this morning? All you miracles out there.
Evan Yu.
Kim T.
Evan Yu.
Katie K.
Kim T.
Okay, I heard Kim C. Did I hear Katie K?
Joanne M.
Yes.
Juanita Finn.
Joanne M. Did I hear Juanita?
Yes, Juanice N.
Juanice. Got it, Juanice.
Thank
Michelle
you.
Michelle M.
Michelle, let me see if I have time for you. Was that Michelle M?
Michelle F, as in Frank. Thank you.
F as in Frank. Okay, if I have time, Michelle, we'll get you in, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Jordanelle, you're up, followed by Evan Yu. Good morning, Jordan. Star one time mute, please. Jordanelle? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move on. Maybe Jordan will come back in.
Hey,
Evan,
Sherry.
Oh, okay.
Can I be heard?
Go ahead. Yes, you can, Jordan. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks so much, Sherry. My name is Jordanelle. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado and grateful to be on the line on a meeting with you guys this morning. So that twos and threes and fives of us, that sort of hit me too. I had always, I've always known that there's power in numbers. And I feel it more than ever today, right? Like with COVID going on and like us not being able to gather officially, there's like a lot of conferences and recovery related stuff that's been canceled over the last, well, for this next 6 months or year or whatever, and it's kind of sad, and meetings not being able to gather in person and doing it over Zoom and blah blah blah. And I can't go to face to face meetings. My closest face to face meeting is over 2 hours away, and I just can't like spend that much time going to a meeting every single week. So my entire program exists over the phone, right? which is all good. Like it, you just have to be really diligent about when you can see people face to face, when you can gather with them at a fellowship event, like you do it, you take advantage of those opportunities, you know? and so it's like, it's kind of a bummer that we can't gather in person and I'm feeling that. I feel like the weight of that of that's like taking on our fellowship as a whole, you know, and even other recovery fellowships too. And so it is it's kind of cool. It sort of like brings us back to the basics and back to the beginning of like how this was originally created. And like twos and threes and fives of us, you know, it's a very special thing to be able to like gather like that with total strangers that understand you because of this disease, this common message that we carry, right? That like I am a compulsive overeater. I have struggled with weight or bulimia or anorexia or whatever it is that I've struggled with for years now. And I don't anymore. Like I have recovered from this. It's such a powerful thing, man. So anyway, that was what was on my mind. Thanks for listening. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. Evan U, you're up, followed by Kim E, I think I have here. Kim C. Actually, good morning, Evan. Evan U? Star 1 to unmute, please. Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Evan.
Excellent. Hello, everyone. So wonderful to be with you here today. I'm newer to visions, but I came to it because I've been in OA for 23 years. And I got to a point where I experienced neutrality around food. And it came from, as I've heard people talking about, having God lead my life, to let go of the self-will. So this part in here where it talks about a wholesale miracle has taken place, I feel like the spiritual awakening that Bill Wilson had at that table with Ebby just continues to expand and grow, and it's expanded and grown beyond AA. You know, when they're talking here about, you know, our hope is that every alcoholic, it's gone beyond alcoholics to all of us overeaters. And that's so meaningful to me. And it says, only the augury of a much larger future ahead. It's like, I am that future, you know, and I'm so grateful for that. I was in regular OA meetings, starving to death spiritually, somehow, because I experienced this neutrality around food and knew that it was based on my relationship with God. But through self-will, I lost that connection. And I started thinking that I was so great and started relying on ego. And then the whole thing kind of unraveled. So I'm so grateful to find this fellowship, you know, where, you know, I can focus on maintaining my emotional sobriety, which keeps me even further removed from the food. And one thing on a technical note, I've heard some people mention a Zoom vision meeting. If anybody has any information about that, I'm Evan Yu. I don't know if it's bad form to leave my number, but I'm going to try it, and you guys can beat me up later. 310-508-8687 Pacific time.
We're going to do that after the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Kim C., you're up, followed by Katie K. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sherry. It's actually Kim T., as in Tom, in Denver.
Thank you.
Thank you. And recovered compulsive overeater. And I truly thank you and everybody who gives service on this meeting. Vision people say that a lot, and I thought, a lot of times I'll think, oh, my gosh, why do they have to say that all the time? Thank you. Thank you for those who give service. But I truly mean that today, because if people didn't give service, we wouldn't have this meeting. And meetings are not the only way to get to God, but they sure as heck are very, very important, at least to this compulsive overeater, because this is where I hear the hope. And I hear that there's other people like me that did the same stuff as I did with food, and that they don't do it anymore, and they found a way out. And then I find hope in this big book. I was reading a story in the back with another compulsive overeater yesterday, and it was written by an 18-year-old Jewish guy, and he's an alcoholic, and I don't know how long ago he wrote it, but I completely identified in. Now, how is that? How is that? I'm a compulsive overeater. Yeah, I did alcohol and drugs, but food was it. And it's that's got to be God, right? So I love meetings and vision meetings. And the other thing that I just wanted to call myself out this morning is, first of all, to give thanks to God and this program for the character defects that I have of envy and jealousy. They're I don't even know if they're gone, but they're so less, so much less than they used to be. I've had some situations recently where those character defects would have been flaring, would have been so noisy in my head that I couldn't even hear you speak. But wow, that's been relieved. But there's always more. So now the character defect of judging. And last night we went to a life group within our religious practice. And then this morning on the 7th or the early call, I just got into judging. And the good news is the program gives me tools. The steps give me tools. I remember to pause and pray. So I recognize I'm doing that, and I pause and I ask God for the next right thought or action. And I just wanted to call myself out today because that judging thing has been with me forever too, just like all my other character defects. And the thing is, in vision and within these 12 steps, within this room with God, I know I have an opportunity to live free of all that. And I know I have hope. And I'll just say, when I came back to these rooms in September, October, it's all a blur. That's the overarching feeling, vibe, whatever, that was kept pulling me back. And I felt like crap. I was desperate. I was dying. I couldn't look people in the eye. And I am just so grateful. So thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone. And I will pass.
Thank you, Kim T. And Katie K., you're up, followed by Joanne M. Good morning, Katie K.
Good morning. This is Katie K., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Florida. And I, too, am so grateful for A Vision for You and for everyone who gives service on this line. You know, my great-grandparents had two children, and one, their daughter, died after giving birth to my father, and they had a son who was an alcoholic. And he would go out on benders and get drunk, and then they'd put him on a drunk farm, and he would come back and be successful until he would, you know, take a drink again. And one night my dad was living with his grandparents, and my dad watched him. And one day he'd been sober, and he was at the top of the stairs, and he told his mom, he said, "Birdie, get out of my way. I'm going to the bar. And if you don't get out of my way, I'm going to push you." And, you know, he died in the 1930s before this book came out. And I know that feeling. I know that feeling of get out of my way. I am going to eat no matter what. And I did it more sneakily, but I was going to have my food. And I remember telling my therapist, she would say, "Do you think you could just have one night without binging and purging?" And I'd say, "No, I can't. I would be like a raw nerve. I need this cushion for my life. I need this." And I didn't know how I was going to stop. But, you know, I found the 12 steps, thank God. And, you know, it has helped me. I don't even want to eat those foods. I don't want to binge. And I'm able, with the 12 steps and with my higher power, to face the situations in my life, the feelings, the people. And last summer, I went to a reunion of my father's side of the family, and there were 8 of us from all over the country who had found the 12 steps on our own. And that's a wholesale miracle, that we all have had this miracle of turning our lives around and being able to be productive. And, you know, our great uncle died of this disease. But so I am just so thankful to Bill and Ebby and Dr. Silkworth and Bob and all the people who founded this, you know, the 12 steps. But I'm also grateful for A Vision for You, because they taught me, you know, about the allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind, and that I needed entire abstinence to work these steps, because I had worked the steps before, but I couldn't get that neutrality. And, you know, an added benefit of this program is I have lived in New York and LA and Florida. And everywhere I have gone, I have found a fellowship, and some of my closest friends, you know, and so I'm not worried about where life will take me. I know that I will always have this program. And so with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie K. Okay, so Joanne M. and Juanice M., we have 5 minutes left, so please take 2.5 minutes each. Good morning, Joanne M.
Hi, everybody. My name is Joanne, and I am a compulsive overeater. I am in the program, your program, for about a week and a half. I've been in AA for over 14 years, and putting down the drink was easy compared to putting down the food. I do have a sponsor. We're working the big book. But yesterday, I wanted to binge, and I thought, well, I could eat fruits on my meal plan, and I ate three bananas dipped in peanut butter, and it was like, okay, I feel kind of medicated right now, and that's what I've done all my life, even though I was very thin in high school. I ate constantly. I've medicated my feelings since I've been about 3 or 4 years old. I am so grateful that a friend of mine, actually in AA, turned me on to the Vision for You. I get so much from the meetings. I just am struggling with the food plan. I either can't, I'm not hungry to eat it, or I wait and I get too hungry. I've been able to put together several days with what you call with food neutrality, sticking to my meal plan. But my sponsor told me not to get on the scale because that threw me for a loop. I thought I'd lose all this weight in 1 week, which is so typical. Grateful again for this meeting, for the service, and for those of you who have shared so far, and I'll pass with that. Thank you.
You, Joanne M., and welcome. Juanis M., you've got 2.5 minutes. Please go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Juanis N., and I am a recovering compulsive overeater on day number 16 in Southern California. So grateful for this meeting that carries the message of recovery from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So when I looked at this morning, it's a wholesale miracle is what stood out to me, and I had to look up the word wholesale. And wholesale is performed or existing on a large scale, especially without discrimination. And that gave me so much hope. That gives me so much hope because I come from a place of where I went to a life school to learn how to live a certain life as a believer, and I memorized a whole bunch of scriptures and traveled over the country doing all kind of conferences, and have established ministries and had a lot of experience in what I thought was relying upon God, and it wasn't. And I remember driving home from church one night screaming and kicking on my brake and on my gas pedal saying, you are not going to eat tonight. You are not going to eat tonight. And I went right home and ate. And so I have prayed for a miracle. I have prayed for this miracle and just could not find it. And 16 days is a long time for an eater like me. And I'm working the step with a sponsor from Vision, and I have all the hope that this wholesale miracle that does not discriminate against anyone who does this work, that it will work for me too. Thank you for letting me share out that.
You want, Ethan. What a great way to end. And I'm sorry, Michelle F., please come back on Monday to share. This was a great meeting today, folks. Thank you so much. Now it's time to close. And I want to thank Team Friday for their service. And now we're going to close with our reading from page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And keep you until then. Jordan, now, would you please read that page? Thank you.
Yeah, good morning again. My name's Jordan now. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Capitalized. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find. And join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you, Jordan L. And I believe the recording is going to stop, hopefully.